Usher syndrome. Usher syndrome is a hereditary condition characterized by congenital deafness and retinitis pigmentosa, resulting in gradual loss of vision. Usher syndrome is reasonably difficult to treat and may require time before results are achieved. In Chinese medicine, all genetic disorders indicate kidney weakness, and thus treatment would involve strengthening the kidneys. The cases that I have worked with have shown only minor improvements, but TCM treatment seems to have arrested the progression of the vision loss. We will have to monitor over the next few years to be certain. It is often the case with many congenital conditions that TCM slows or arrests the progression, which is why it is much better to begin treatment as early as possible. Case. MD is a 20-year-old male. His Western diagnosis is Usher syndrome. The Chinese medical diagnosis is kidney Jing insufficiency with central qi weakness. In the initial exam, the visual acuity in his right eye measured 20/40, in his left eye, 20/50. Symptoms of vision and hearing loss started in late childhood. There has been a recent decline in night vision. After treatment, the visual acuity in his right eye and left eye remained unchanged. He reports some improvement in peripheral vision and brightness. Night vision is gradually improving. MD was born with Usher syndrome and developed symptoms of hearing loss and vision loss in childhood. He was told that he would be completely blind by age 18. Due to the severity of this case, MD returns 2 times each year for acupuncture treatment. He has been prescribed Chinese herbs, recommended eye supplements, and uses microcurrent stimulation daily. He eats fairly well and gets a good balance of exercise, rest, and leisure time. He is very active in college sports and shows no signs of declining vision so far. My best hope for MD is that we are able to preserve his vision so that he can lead a normal life. In my opinion, MD's positive attitude plays a large role in his condition not worsening. His disability seems to have little effect on the quality of his life. He is an optimistic and caring person with a bright future ahead of him. Open-angle glaucoma. Millions of Americans have chronic open-angle glaucoma, and many conditions go undiagnosed. Glaucoma is another gradual-onset condition that can go undetected until there is vision loss. There is no associated pain, and visual acuity is not usually affected. Gradually, one loses peripheral vision. Vision loss in glaucoma is often due to damage of the optic nerve. An increase of intraocular pressure, IOP, of the aqueous humor, watery fluid that circulates in the eye between the cornea and the lens, is often the cause of this nerve damage. In a healthy eye, the fluid drains into the bloodstream at a constant rate. In this condition, the fluid does not drain, and the pressure that builds up damages the optic nerve, causing vision loss. Western medicine uses surgical methods and medication in order to control the pressure buildup. This may reduce the likelihood of optic nerve damage and vision loss. The problem is that these methods can have very serious side effects and may cause more severe vision loss. It's a double-edged sword, and while some people do well from medication and surgery, others have ended up completely blind as a result of medical errors. In my opinion, as long as the IOP is not dangerously high, it is much wiser to try the less invasive procedures discussed in this book. If they do not work, there is always conventional medicine to fall back on. To me, the risk associated with the Western medical approach seems too great not to try these natural methods first. Chinese medicine works to regulate this circulation of fluids without damaging the eye. It can be quite successful, especially if the patient is treated in the early stages of open-angle glaucoma. Case. D.Y. is a 42-year-old female. Her Western diagnosis is open-angle glaucoma, early stage, and wet-type ARMD. Her Chinese medical diagnosis, liver yang rising with gallbladder damp heat, underlying kidney yin insufficiency. In her initial exam, her visual acuity in her right eye was measured at 20 over 260. In her left eye, 20 over 80. Wet-type ARMD in the right eye with chronic retinal bleeding was discovered. Her vision decreased rapidly about 1 year ago. She leads a very high-stress lifestyle and is taking anti-anxiety medication. After treatment, the visual acuity in her right eye measured 20 over 200. In her left eye, 20 over 40. The blurry vision and haziness in the right eye seemed to be lifted. There was no change in intraocular pressure. Her anxiety levels are greatly reduced since starting acupuncture. It was fortunate that D.Y. was able to start treatment in the early stages of her condition. She had not yet been prescribed medication, nor has she had any surgical procedures, and therefore has not incurred physical damage from that. She had a series of acupuncture with me, and continues on Chinese herbs, eye supplements, and eye exercises to keep the pressure down. Her condition has been stable for many years now, and has not progressed. There has been only one minor incident of retinal bleeding from the wet-type ARMD that arrested quickly with shell moxibustion. Many people I see with glaucoma are in the later stages of the condition, where the peripheral vision is dramatically reduced. These people can make some gains, but usually not to the extent that people in early stages may experience. In general, it seems that once people start with eye drops to lower IOP, there is little hope for naturally controlling the pressure, since the body becomes dependent on the medication. The vision, however, can improve, even though the pressure continues to be controlled with medication. Optic nerve atrophy. Optic nerve atrophy is a destruction of the optic nerve fibers. In a healthy eye, the optic nerve transmits visual impulses from the eyes to the brain. In this condition of atrophy, the nerve fibers weaken and lose function. The degree of atrophy and vision loss varies from person to person, and may affect one or both eyes. The cause of this may be hereditary or secondary to a pre-existing neurological disorder such as multiple sclerosis. Unfortunately, I have also seen this condition result from ophthalmic medical errors. Chinese medicine is a great way to jumpstart the optic nerve and restore eye function. I have seen people do exceptionally well with this condition when treated according to traditional Chinese medicine principles. Microacupuncture works beautifully, usually strengthening the nerve fibers and nerve conduction, thus dramatically improving the vision to normal or near normal. Such dramatic results are less likely when the atrophy is caused by medical errors due to the trauma inflicted on the eyes. Surgical procedures, medications, and ophthalmic injections can be helpful in some cases, while they can cause more damage in others. In Chinese medicine, this condition is most often a deficiency of qi, blood, and yang. Although optic nerve atrophy will usually respond within a reasonable time frame, 20 to 30 treatments, rebuilding can take months or years. Using Chinese herbs, acupuncture, and qigong can do wonders for this kind of condition. Case: S.R. is a 52-year-old female. Her Western diagnosis is optic nerve atrophy and detached retina. Her Chinese medical diagnosis is kidney yin and liver blood insufficiency with liver qi and blood congestion, local qi and blood congestion. In her initial exam, the visual acuity in her right eye was none. In her left eye, 20 over 63, 32%. SR suffered extreme emotional upset and structural damage to the right eye from 5 surgeries, 4 in the 4 months preceding treatment. She was told that it was likely she would lose her right eye. She suffered tremendous inflammation and pain around the eye. After treatment, the visual acuity in her right eye was 20 over 800, 2.5%. In her left eye, 20 over 50, 40%. She stopped taking medication eye drops with the MD's consent. The pain in her right eye completely resolved after 2 weeks of acupuncture. Intraocular pressure was restored and inflammation reduced. Epithelial overgrowth of the cornea completely disappeared. SR came to me after a series of medical maltreatment and gross negligence. She was on an extremely high dose of pharmaceutical eye drops that severely damaged her right eye. SR was scared and angry that her slight vision loss had been made worse by inappropriate use of drugs and surgery. Her right eye had neovascularization and appeared grayish-brown with blood spots about the sclera. Her eyeball was drooping and deeply sunken into the eye socket. There was much inflammation around her eye from the burning irritation of the eye drops she used. An IOP test indicated that her eye pressure was very low. After an initial series of acupuncture, microcurrent therapy, eye nutrients, and Chinese herbs, SR's right eye has dramatically improved. A normal white color has returned to her sclera, the eye lifted, and the IOP has increased to normal. SR's vision continued to improve for 6 months after treatment, and her condition is now stable. The vision scans pictured in the print version of this book were taken 2 weeks apart, and although there was no initial improvement in her vision field, she did improve. We were unable to obtain a follow-up vision scan from SR. However, she did report in conversation that she had some light perception in her right eye, although minimal. The important consideration in this case is that we were able to save her eye from extreme neovascularization and excision. Myopia, nearsightedness. Myopia affects more than 80 million people in the U.S. It is a condition where objects can be seen more clearly up close than objects at a distance. Conventional medicine believes that myopia occurs as a result of an excessive curvature of the cornea and a longer than normal eyeball. Myopia develops gradually over time, where most of those afflicted show signs in childhood. Most often, myopia develops around age 8 and progresses for the next 10 years or so. Most conditions stabilize in the late teens and early 20s. Jobs or hobbies that require excessive near work can be a major factor of progression, as it puts significant strain on the eyes. Jobs like bookkeeping, computer programming and data entry, editing, academic pursuits, etc., are among the occupations that may overwork near vision. Case. M.M. is a 64-year-old female. Her Western diagnosis? Myopia and astigmatism. Blurry vision. Her Chinese medical diagnosis? Kidney and spleen yang weakness, with damp accumulation. Gallbladder weakness, with qi and blood congestion. Her initial exam revealed visual acuity in her right eye of 20 over 160 and in her left eye of 20 over 125. She suffered chronic pain behind the eyes and smeary vision. Her eyes have gotten progressively much worse over the last few years. After treatment, the visual acuity in her right eye improved to 20 over 100. In her left eye, she was measured at 20 over 163. She had no pain behind the eyes, and her astigmatism resolved. Her vision seems brighter, clearer, and much less smeary. M.M. has a number of conditions that underlie her vision loss. There is a slow metabolic condition resulting in obesity. This slow metabolism, or qi and yang weakness in Chinese medicine, are together the most probable cause of her myopia. In most cases, myopia seems to be accompanied by a deeper yin and blood insufficiency. In M.M.'s case, it shows to be just the opposite. Using Chinese medicine, M.M. responded well to treatment, and continues diligently to seek good vision and overall health. Acupuncture, Chinese herbs, eye nutrients, massage, and eye exercises play key roles in her health maintenance, along with a healthy diet and regular exercise. Combined eye conditions. Case. ED is an 82-year-old female. Her Western diagnosis, dry type ARMD, glaucoma, and diabetic retinopathy. Her Chinese medical diagnosis, lung and liver yin insufficiency with kidney yang weakness. In her initial exam, visual acuity in her right eye was measured at 20 over 320. In her left eye, 20 over 160. Her vision is rapidly deteriorating, and diabetic neuropathy leg pain is excruciating. After treatment, the visual acuity in her right eye was 20 over 200. In her left eye, 20 over 125. She enjoyed noticeable improvement in vision while reading and watching TV. Her peripheral vision is better, and leg pain is minimal. ED was no doubt a difficult case, as she presented with glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and dry type ARMD. She still smokes a pack per day of cigarettes and is on about 10 different medications. Needless to say, I was concerned that she would not respond to treatment. We used only acupuncture and eye nutrients initially, and ED responded quite well to my surprise. For continuing home care, she uses essential oils and microcurrent. Regular follow-up treatment for her is 1 to 2 times each year. After a year or so, her vision is holding very nicely. Case. ST is a 68-year-old female. Her Western diagnosis is dry type ARMD, cataracts, a corneal transplant, and glaucoma. Her Chinese medical diagnosis. Severe kidney yin and yang weakness with liver yin and blood insufficiency. In her initial exam, visual acuity in her right eye was none. In her left eye, 20 over 320, 6%. Her right kidney was removed. She had 2 open heart surgeries and a pacemaker. There was fluid in her left lung. Her vision decrease began over 10 years ago, and her right eye is completely blind. After treatment, visual acuity in her right eye was measured at 20 over 800, 2.5%. In her left eye, 20 over 160, 12.5%. She began noticing some dim light perception in the right eye, better color vision, and the TV is easier to see. According to ST, her entire vision seems to be brighter. ST is another individual who has quite a few adverse health conditions, which in many cases can make someone less responsive to TCM treatment for the eyes. She underwent a series of 20 acupuncture treatments, Chinese herbs, and eye nutrients. ST's conditions are stable, and she reports no worsening. I am pleasantly surprised that her eyes have not regressed, given her poor overall state of health. Regular follow-up treatment for most eye patients is 1 to 2 times each year. In many cases, the improvements hold and may even continue to improve. In most cases, maintenance treatment is required every year or so. Ongoing supplements and Chinese herbs are recommended. Additional therapies may be indicated, including eye exercises, acupressure, essential oil applications, microcurrent stimulation, etc.